All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of DU Locker Room Talks. This is your host, Mia, and this week we are joined by two women from our women's basketball team here at Dominican. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves, but just to kind of go off of what we're going to be talking about today, we're going to be talking about their basketball season that's coming up, maybe their past season, and then just to like get to know them, how it is being a college athlete, and then just kind of like what they want to do after college as well. So I'm going to let them just kind of take the lead, tell me their name, what they're studying, and then how about we just learn about, like, their position a little bit. So, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm Caitlin. I'm majoring in business management and minoring in sports management, and my position is a small forward / power forward. Just depends on the day, honestly.
Okay. Hi, I'm Aya. I'm a sophomore, and my major is business management, and my position is primarily shooting guard, but sometimes I'll play a point.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, so Aya and Caitlin, so is this, like, your first season with Dominican? You guys have been playing with them for a while. Were you looking at other schools besides Dominican? Like, what was the... What was the plan?
Well, we're both sophomores,
yeah. So it's our second year here.
So are you from out of state?
No.
Oh, so you're both from here. Okay.
Yeah.
So were you wanting to go out of state, or, like, what was that about?
I didn't really, like, when I was in high school still, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, like, mm-hmm. any seniors in high school. But I had the opportunity to play, like, at other schools and stuff. But this, like, Dominican just, like, offered me the most of, like, everything, whether, like, my major and stuff, but mm-hmm. Like, I always wanted to play basketball in college, so I just kind of stuck with it.
For me, I actually wanted to go to DePaul first. Like, that was I genuinely thought I was gonna go to DePaul, and then I got an offer initially from Concordia Chicago.
Yikes.
And then I was like, okay, wait, actually I do want to play college basketball. So then I also got an offer from here, and then North Park. So
like, North Park is nice.
Yeah. But I didn't like their campus.
Yeah, I got an offer from there too, and I did not want to be.
You
like kind of
just like
know.
Well, okay, yeah. We're women, okay? Yeah, so I feel literally. Like if you don't like the way something looks, mm-hmm. which
it's
is
like,
a little cliche.
No, but it's like, true,
it's
like,
a little cliche, but like if I'm like playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, and this might be a little even more cliche, but, like, if their colors are not aligned with my color palette.
Oh, that's so
good. So,
no, like, this year we have yellow uniforms, and I about died when our coach told us that.
Really?
Like, at first I was
But
like,
they're, like, not terrible.
I've seen them. They're cute.
Yeah, they're not terrible.
Cute.
Okay.
As long as
you're a tan.
Yeah.
Just,
like,
tanny bag, girl.
Yeah.
You ain't getting a tan this week because it's cold.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, that's definitely a big thing. I can see that. So you said you're going to be going into sports management, right, mm-hmm. Caitlin?
Yeah.
So what do you want to do with that? Because I'm also in sports management.
Well,
so.
For me, I think I want to go, like, more of, like, the broadcasting route of it.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, like, I've always wanted to, like, be, like, because I have two brothers, so, like, they've always been, like, in all different kinds of sports, so I've always wanted to, like, be on the sideline and, like, talk through, like, plays and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then what about you, Miss Aya?
So yeah, my major is business management, and a lot of people ask me, like, what do you want to do with that when you're older? And
they
I
always
can't,
it's
ask
such
that.
A broad, like,
tell
field
you.
That,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know exactly, but what I do know is, like, I really enjoy working with people, mm-hmm. like, different personalities. Granted, like, I worked in retail before, and of course there's people that will really get on your nerves, but at the end of the day, I do like working with people. And I kind of like this bossy mentality sometimes, so thinking about being, like, Miss CEO, like, that is the goal, honestly.
Yeah. There's not enough women in business, but there's not enough women in business sports world.
Exactly.
There's just not. And I don't know, I don't understand that. I don't understand, like, even the paying.
I know.
In professional sports. I mean, mm-hmm. do you guys watch WNBA?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Now that, like...
It's
much
more popular.
It has.
Yeah.
It has, with Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, like, they're all really big ones.
Yeah.
But I just think that it's ridiculous. You're doing the same exact thing, except you're not a man. Like, seriously?
Yeah. The pay difference is actually, like, insane.
It is.
The viewers, too. Yeah. Like, people before just didn't have an interest to watch it. Till now, like, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, Camila Cardoso came into the league. And now people are like, oh, wow, like, this is actually good to watch. It's good basketball.
Yeah. What do you find is, like, hard, I guess, like, being a woman in a predominantly male-dominated sport? Like, do people say things to you, like, oh, whatever, it's not that hard? Or, like, oh, like do you get comments like that ever?
Yeah, like, it's always, like, I don't know.
I always hear, like, from guys, if I put a wig on, I'm dropping 50 points in your
it's
week.
It's, like, stuff like that. Like, it's, I feel like it's more, like, the respect.
Like, yeah, like, oh, if I they was just playing don't, like, women's basketball, it'd be so easy.
Like, they think
me.
It's just, like, us dribbling a basketball around. And
Well, was there a difference?
No. The ball is slightly different. Yeah. Like, our ball is smaller.
A little bit smaller. Yeah. Well, obviously. Yeah. We're not
like,
big
we do
women
the same
here.
Built differently.
And we do the same thing they do. We put in the same amount of work they do. So.
I don't.
Just doesn't add up.
I don't understand that, but whatever. Do you guys have, like, role models you look up to? Like, women that are in NBA? Or, like, even business-oriented women that you guys kind of, like, look up to?
I don't know about, like, business. Like, I can't get anything to mind right now. But I like Candace Parker a lot from the WNBA. And, like, I've noticed she's gotten into, like, the sports broadcasting, too. Like, she'll be at the table and doing stuff for, like, the NBA as well. So I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. And, honestly, Candace Parker. But probably just, like, all of the players who, like, entered the WNBA this year. They're just so, like, inspiring to, like us and younger girls, too.
You know, what's funny is I feel like you're kind of seeing a transition with women coaching men, which is so funny because literally what we were just talking about, how men are like, oh, no, but then they're, like, getting coached by a woman. Yeah. So I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just saw, like, the first, like, NHL woman head coach.
Oh, yeah. She's a baddie. Yeah. Did you see her in her cute little dress? I saw her. I was like,
oh.
So yes.
Like, I would fear that they wouldn't take me seriously if
and
I was
that just,
that
it
position.
Goes back to, like, the whole respect thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard. It is definitely hard because I think there's also, like, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Or they assume that you have a boyfriend that's in sports, and that's why you know.
Exactly.
Which I'm like, that's
like,
stupid.
No.
Yeah. But anyways, so did you guys both play travel ball? Like, what was that like for you, your high school careers before coming here?
I honestly had, like, a really great high school experience. And same with, like, my AAU team as well. I played for, like, a local team in my town. And, like, I played with girls, like, all from all different high schools in my conference. So it was really nice. Because then, like, when we went to high school, I'd, like, play against them. So.
Okay. And then.
Yeah. High school, honestly, I feel like coming into college, I don't know if this is the right word, but blossomed more as a player coming into college just because my high school team was very, like, a specific player-oriented type of team. So I was like, give this girl the ball. So, like, here I feel like I've gotten a lot more opportunities as a player, especially, like, on the court. But, yeah, I did do AAU as well, like, travel. Mm-hmm. We've actually, Caitlin and I have played at the same tournament. Yeah. We didn't play against each other, but, like,
we would be at all the same
tournaments, like, Nike stuff, Tournament of Champions, like, downtown at McCormick. But I played for, like, All In for a year. I did full package for a little bit.
Okay.
So, like, those are pretty common over here.
Gotcha. Yeah. McCormick is, like, so scary to me.
Oh, it's huge.
Because they, when I was playing travel volleyball, the windows, the windows are so,
like, so
tiny.
Little.
So you go in at, like, I don't know, because, okay, our tournaments, you go in at 5 a.m., you come out at, like, 4 or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, you go, and you come out, and you're like, why is it dark?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes.
But, yeah, no, I'm sure you guys have gotten to travel a lot. Have you had any, like, special places you've liked so far? During your AU season, or even, like, with Dominican, like, what's that been like?
Well, we haven't traveled.
Yeah, we've really
Dominican,
just gone to, like, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
The longest,
farthest.
Green Bay
was, like, our furthest.
Yeah.
Okay.
But My AAU team went to Florida.
Really?
For my last year.
Florida, I feel like, is so standard for, like, most.
Yeah.
So, it was so much fun.
Yeah, my team was supposed to go to Kentucky for, like, that Run for Roses tournament. But I didn't actually go, so I haven't really gone anywhere. Except
that was probably the most fun tournament.
Really?
That we played, yeah.
Mm.
Like, how come?
It's just, like, the Louisville is so fun.
Oh, okay.
Just, yeah.
Louisville is really fun.
Yeah, it is.
It is, yeah. I have a friend who goes to Louisville, and she's like, we go to the Kentucky Derby. I know, it's completely off topic, but very fun.
I've heard it's so fun.
Like people with their big, the big hats.
Yeah.
I thought she was kidding about that. And I was like, let me just wear, everybody was like, drastic hats.
Yeah, their long dresses and their boots.
Yeah.
I would totally go.
Betting on all the horses.
You should go.
I totally would.
Oh, yeah. Don't even get me started on the betting. But, yeah, so, anyways, getting back to Dominican, though. So, your season starts in the spring, correct?
No. Fall.
Fall?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why do I feel like it started in the spring?
We do, like, technically winter.
Yeah. Oh.
Technically winter, but we do, like, preseason stuff. But we, like, our first official practice was today.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So. I saw you guys, I think. Oh, I heard it. I heard the sneakers.
People peeping us.
Like, so do you have any, like, anticipated games coming up or, like, ones that you know are going to be, like, really, really good?
I think, well, this is my opinion. I don't know about you. I just think the season in general is going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, compared to, like, not dogging on last year, but compared to last year, I think it's going to be much more exciting and much more
competitive. Yeah. I think a lot of the teams, like, especially in our conference, will, I think they'll be surprised by our, like, little comeback. Yeah. Like,
just,
we're
like,
such
the
a,
turnaround we had.
Yeah,
because
we are
short time.
Such a, like, new, young team.
Yeah.
Mm. So I don't think the other teams are going to expect us to, like, show up and show out.
Literally.
Do you have a lot of seniors, or is it mostly, like, sophomores,
it's
juniors?
Mostly sophomores and freshmen.
Wow.
Yeah, we have 5 returning sophomores.
Mm-hmm.
And then
6
returning
players from last year.
Okay, so this is rebuilding then.
Yes.
Okay.
Rebuild.
The Carrillos are, like, rebuilders.
Oh, my gosh,
like, they are. Because I was talking to our Coach Carrillo, like, Carlos, and he was like, yeah, I'm rebuilding the girls, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow, these two are, like,
neck
and neck for their programs.
Yeah, they're, like, the same person.
They really are.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet her.
Yeah. She's great. Yeah.
So, okay, numbers. When you were picking your numbers for your season, was this, like, you wanted a certain number? Did you always have the same number? Was that, like, a thing?
I've always had the same number.
Really?
Yeah, like, throughout high school, too.
Okay.
High school, I was number 30, and this is going to sound so cringy, but I love Steph Curry. Number 30 uniform was, like, a
large.
So it didn't even fit me properly, but
okay.
I was just so stuck to it. But then I got here, and I was, like, given number 5 when I was a freshman, obviously, and I just stuck with it.
5 is good. What are you, Caitlin?
I'm 12.
I love 12.
Yes.
There's just something about
it.
Or 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
23 is cliche. I think that's worse
than 30.
That's just like...
Okay. You know what's funny is I feel like if I were to ask the guys this, they'd be like, whatever.
It's just
like, whatever they had left.
No,
I'm like,
meaning
okay.
Everything.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. So do you guys have any, like, game day rituals that you do? Like something that you do before games?
So my game day ritual, I'm like someone that likes to wake up early. So I wouldn't wake up too early because usually our games are like,
morning.
Yeah,
now they're like later, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
But definitely eat something healthy. I really like to eat strawberries and bread. Like that.
On the bus rides last year, she'd whip out a bag of bread.
And just some
and
strawberries.
Just,
yeah.
Isn't that like a crepe or something? Right.
No. I'm talking about
like
literally
a low,
like
a
container of strawberries.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
Or like a croissant, and I'm like, okay.
Croissants. And of course, a pink drink. That's like my energy booster, and then the
I always see you
like,
with that damn pink drink.
Guys, if you see me around campus, I probably got Starbucks
she
in my
has
hand.
Starbucks.
Yes.
And the bread was just for carbs. Like, I would do that before track meets, and it was a game changer.
Okay. So you did other sports besides basketball then?
In high school, I did track for 1 year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just my senior year, just for fun.
Just a little filler.
Like, I've been doing it for my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm a track star.
Oh, what about you, Caitlin?
I'm kind of the opposite of Aya. I will sleep till like the last second I possibly can.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll wake up. Sometimes I'll get Starbucks, sometimes I won't. And then I literally can eat whatever and do whatever before a game and be perfectly fine.
So we're getting chill and we're getting more regimented.
Yeah. Can you please bring up how I used to eat a pickle before every game in high school?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Please.
What?
No, it wasn't before. It was always after. Like, one of the high schools we played at, like the Christmas tournament, Dundee Crown, you played there too. And, they always had pickles at their concessions, like a literal, like, full-blown pickle. And a lot of my teammates would just, we'd all go get a pickle after, and then it just started to become a thing. Because then my school got pickles at the concessions, so we just, like, would get a pickle and, like, be wrapped in foil.
Get a post-game just, pickle.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It had to happen.
I've never heard that before.
It's so funny, but I'm just like, I love pickles. They're so good.
Pickles are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know after. I feel like, because you're so sweaty, and that's
I literally eat anything. Like,
okay.
I can eat, like, a full-blown, like, five-course meal before a game.
Wow. And you're snatched, too, so that's, I'm a little jealous, because I cannot.
We've been running.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay, so, yeah, so that's good. But, like, do you have any, like, rituals as a team, though? Like, do you have anything, or do you have, like, a playlist, like, a track that you guys listen to every game?
Yeah,
or just something like that?
We listen to, like, rap, your usual stuff.
Yeah.
Get you, like,
clean
going.
Rap
clean.
Playlist.
Yeah.
No Nardo Wick.
No.
Our coach hates Nardo Wick.
Oh.
she gets so mad.
Yeah. What was that one song? It was like, bow, bow, bow.
Oh, from by Sexy Red.
No, it was the other one.
Glorilla?
Bow, bow, bow. I don't know the name.
I know what you're talking about.
Wait,
yeah.
Oh, that's Who Won't Smoke by Nardo Wick.
Oh, okay. So that, yeah. Oh, that yeah. one.
She would, like, storm the computer to turn it off.
Sorry. Oh. No, but
It was funny. I'm not making fun of it.
Yeah.
I just caught me by surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's just, like, the nature of the sport, though. I feel like rap is just...
Yeah.
I don't know. What about house music?
Oh,
I love house music.
We love.
Wait.
Summit.
No. Yes. At Radius?
No, on Thursday.
Huntington.
Oh, because he was at Radius.
I know,
don't even.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to see him so bad.
We saw him Thursday night, mind you. We had 6:30 practice Friday morning. So we were trying to sell our tickets.
Literally.
We couldn't, so we just went, and it was like the best experience of my life. Got for like 4 hours of sleep.
I got FOMO just recently.
Yeah. It was the best.
I want to go. I want to see him.
Yeah.
I want
to
see Dom Dalla.
I was literally.
I want to see Mal P.
Yes.
I want to see Mal P.
The big three. We need to see the big three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your third? Dom Dalla, John Summit, and then who's the other one that you just said?
Adam Port.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's like the.
I just like love it all.
Yeah.
It just, like,
that those are good.
Yes.
It's coming up like on the rise. I feel like in sports too, people are listening to it more.
Really? People always
good.
like I put it on, like they would be like, "Why are you playing?" I'm like, dang,
you know what? They're hating, but they probably added it to
they're
their Spotify.
Like,
they probably put on their Shazam.
Like,
I get this feeling.
Yeah, they're like, I like this. Yeah, okay. Anyways, totally off topic. But anyways, so, okay, we talked about food. So do you have, like, a regimen through the season, though? Like, do you, like, no? Just
not
whatever?
Not really, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
I try to not eat fast food.
Do you have a favorite fast food?
Culver's.
Ooh.
Love Culver's.
That one is so slept on.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I love Culver's.
They have the butter...
I get their chicken tenders.
Oh, those are good. And the concrete mixers?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you have, like, a favorite? Or
no?
No,
right now I've been loving Portillo's.
John Summit was at
Portillo's.
I wanted to go to that.
Right? Like, the other day I got some cheese fries. I don't know, Portillo's cheese fries. So good.
I feel like all my out-of-state friends that I have, they're always like, I want to get Portillo's.
And, like, I love Portillo's, but I don't see the hype.
It's not all that.
But it's good.
Like, sometimes, good. Like, once in a while. Like, I can't be, like...
Right.
Always wanting Portillo's, but, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's places out of state that I, like, want. Like, In-N-Out, wish we had that. Dutch Bros.
Have you ever tried Cookout?
Oh, yeah. I went to school in the South, so that was, like...
Cookout is the ish.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, we just got Cava over here.
Oh, what'd you think?
So good.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. We got it, like, twice together. Yeah.
Apparently. I gotta go where you're going, because you're going everywhere where I want to go.
Try it out.
Okay, so I guess, like, for this upcoming season, like, what are goals that you guys have, like, as individuals? Like, what are your individual goals for yourself? Because you guys are sophomores now. I mean, you've already been through it, so.
Well, last year, Kayla and I feel like we got a lot of experience as freshmen.
We were not, like, treated like freshmen.
Yeah, we were... It's kind of like a thrown into the fire kind of thing where we just got tons of experience. Yeah,
like right away.
We, not to like sound like this, but we did get a lot of playing time.
We both started.
Yeah, we both started last year, so we got, again, a lot of experience from that. So I think going into this year, using that experience.
Just like building off of it.
Exactly.
Honestly.
And just performing even better, being more consistent players.
Yeah.
Okay. So you both have the same individual goals. You would say,
for me, it's more like just like getting stronger. I feel like, cause I'm taller, so like
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'9".
Okay, good for you. What about you, Aya?
I'm on the roster. I'm 5'5". Yeah.
So basically,
I'm 5'4" on a good day.
Go off, queen.
Yeah, it's okay.
And you're still playing, so.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes. No, that's good. I feel like, honestly, that builds character.
Yeah.
Because some of these girls are, and they're, like, muscular, too. I've seen some of them. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Are you in college,
for real?
I was
like, I can't be home.
The weight room.
I really did.
Yeah.
And then I guess, like, collectively, as, like, a teammate, how do you think you want to be a better teammate? Because, like, you guys seem like you guys are besties over here. So, I don't know the rest of the team. So, how have you guys led by example to your new freshmen? Because you said mostly freshmen are on your team now.
Yeah, I just try to be nice to everyone.
Yeah.
I try to, like, not take things so seriously.
That can be hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That can be really hard. I think, I'm not, like, downing Division III, but I think that with Division III, you do have more leniency to have fun and like get to really work on your sport.
Yeah.
I was talking to Mr. Carlos Carrillo, and he even said, I want my girls to enjoy this time with their friends because that's what they remember. They don't remember like
the losses or anything.
Right. Yeah. They just get to make friends. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, and that's what I love about sports. I think that's one of the main reasons why I'm so invested in sports and like this even.
Mm-hmm.
But you get to meet so many different people from so many different backgrounds.
Yeah.
Most of my friends were people that I played with.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's a really cool thing and how it can bring everybody together, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess just like wrapping up, like how do you think basketball has connected you with, I guess, like, your career? How would you like to even use it in your next career? Because a lot of people that play, they like to use that in their career. You know what I mean?
For me, like, I guess I just want to, like, always have it in my life.
Yeah.
Whether, like, it's coaching, like, a middle school team or, like...
Okay.
For me, I feel like saying I play basketball is kind of like my fun fact. Like, people don't really expect that from me.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
The only reason why, this is a true story to the people listening. The only reason why I knew, I think I was talking to Kayla.
Yeah.
The one that she sits next to.
I don't know who Kayla is.
Kayla White. She sits next to us.
I was thinking Kayla at
she
first.
She said, oh,
then
yeah,
I'm
like
wait,
she's in our class.
More
like,
Kayla's in this. We're all excited.
Yeah,
just
so.
I
wasn't there yet, and Kayla, she was like, oh, like, you smell so good, Mia, whatever. I was like, oh, thank you so much. And I was like, oh, like, where's Aya? Because usually, guys, Aya gets there kind of early, mid-early, but if she has Starbucks in her hand, that's usually but I was like, dang, she's, like, late today. And Kayla was like, I don't know, maybe it's because she's tired from practice. And I was like, from what? I was, like, confused. I was like, what is she tired? Like, she was like, oh, like, basketball. She plays basketball. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. And, like, for everybody listening, like, she wears Lululemon. Yes, I see her in her Starbucks. So literally, they said she plays basketball. I was like,
I look like a cheerleader.
No, I was like, what?
Before we even came here, and like, I was like stalking your Instagram before like I knew you. I was like,
mm-hmm. There's no. That's normal, by the way. That's not weird.
No, it's not weird. I was like, there's no way this girl like plays basketball.
Yeah. Have people told you that? Like,
yes.
Or have you gotten like? I feel like people be like, are like, oh, she looks kind of mean,
she's just
or like,
very, like,
I don't
clean
know,
girl.
Clean, yeah, very,
she does.
Yeah, your slick back is slick. No,
thank
seriously.
Oh, after practice, I have to. I have no choice.
She said, nice. No gel, all sweat.
Yeah. All sweat, I fear. Yeah. No, but last year when I came, I think it was like Caitlin and Ashley. They were like, you don't really look like a basketball player, and I was like, what do I look like? And they said, like, cheerleader, figure skater.
Oh, I see that actually.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But. You could do it all, yes. Right? You shouldn't. You shouldn't be like. Well, you're saying yes too, but you're very pretty too, Caitlin, with your
clean
beautiful
too,
blonde
too.
Hair.
I
don't
know how to do like a slick back properly, like with the correct brush. Like,
oh, dude, I still don't have. I should get one of those brushes because you see, my hair is like ridiculously long. So, but anyways, that's besides the point. We're talking about Aya right now. But yeah, no, I feel like it's. I feel like if you can do both, that makes it even better.
Yeah,
you know.
Surprise.
And this goes back to women in business, women in sports, right? Mm-hmm. You should be able to be feminine in your own sport. I mean, just like, for example, like even college coaches, LSU.
Oh,
I can't think of
Kim
her
Mulkey?
Name. Yes, Kim Mulkey.
She's always stunting.
She does. Who else? The one that does the Tennessee or Texas? Texas. She is always like. In
I
her
feel,
heels.
I feel like Kim Mulkey's really brought that out in, like, the women's
Game.
She has,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Do you guys have favorite, like, teams that you guys, like, or anybody in mind?
Hold on, I gotta think. You go.
Or men's teams. Do you guys have any, like,
for men's
teams?
I really like Kentucky, even though they've kind of blown this last couple years, but Kentucky's top for men's, and honestly women's too. They have a pretty underrated women's team, but probably, I don't know, last year I would have probably said like Iowa.
That's what I was thinking
on
too.
The bandwagon, but
I'm a big for men's. I'm a big Marquette fan, honestly. I go there a lot to visit my friends, and like I've gone to a game or two, and yeah, I'm a fan of them. I like watching them. They made it to, like, Sweet 16 last year.
Okay.
And then, yeah, women's, not to be a bandwagon, but I really liked Iowa last year. And, like, Kate Martin, too.
But I feel like, I don't know, this year.
There's another one I can't think of.
Those are both really good, though.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I mean, I like March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, one of my favorite things to watch. I don't watch basketball.
Yeah.
No offense, but I don't really watch it. Like, it's not really a big thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, thank you for coming today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, of course. That was very unison. A little scary.
We're just, you know.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for being on. And we will talk again, I'm sure.
Yes,
so
please.
Definitely.